So I've got two sets of verses for us to read. The first one is just one verse. Please turn your Bible to 1 Peter 5. 1 Peter 5, 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. So, as we all know, as Christians, Satan has it out to get us. He wants to make sure we are a failure, that we do not do anything for God. And you might be wondering, how do we, simple humans, stand up to Satan? God has given us a way. Please turn to Ephesians 6. Now, I'm sure at least a few of us are familiar with where I'm probably going to go. To be specific, Ephesians 6, 10 through 17. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, if your loins girt about with truth, and the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So, as I said, first is to girt yourself belt of truth, which we need to believe first in the word of God, and we should not be telling any lies. Because a lie goes against the very word of God, which is the ninth commandment, thou shalt not lie. Second is the breastplate of righteousness, which is doing what is right, according to the word of God. Now, we're also supposed to obey our government, but they're not always right. You might be asking, who do you obey first? The word of God, always. That is the righteous way. Third are the boots of the gospel of peace, which is taking the word of God to others so that they may have the peace that we have within ourselves. Fourth is the shield of faith, which is having faith in God that he will protect us and that his word is true, going back to the belt of truth. Fifth is the helmet of salvation, proof we are saved and of God's children. It's quite simple. And finally, the sword of the Spirit, which is none other than this wonderful book I hold here. Sure, we all have it in one way or another. Even if it's on your phone, it's still the word, still the sword. This is what we will be armed with to protect ourselves from the devil, to fight back. Because this is God's word, inspired by him.